Representative Meadows issued a statement that said he voted no because the bill, quoting the congressman, was inherently unfair to the American people and continued to give Congress a special deal on Obamacare. He added, "It's important to give our business climate more certainty by providing long-term solutions to government appropriations and the debt ceiling." Fellow Republicans Patrick McHenry of the 10th District, Howard Coble of Greensboro, and Robert Pittenger of Charlotte voted yes. McHenry issued a statement that said he voted for the bill because it funds government operations and avoids an economically devastating default. He added the legislation is far from perfect. It was a tough call to vote for it, but the best choice given the limited options and a severely divided Washington. In the Senate, Republican Richard Burr and Kay Hagan both supported the bill. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.